The Harbor's New Country, Kix 95.3. Lucia Man of the Morning, and we have guests in studio. Always great when we have guests. And if you please welcome to the show, Mr. David Wilhelms is joining us, who plays trumpet in the Harbor Brass Quintet, and they're just going to be one of the many acts that are going to be performing this Saturday at the Musicale Scholarship Benefit Concert at the Aberdeen First Presbyterian Church, 4th and Broadway in Aberdeen. Again, it starts at 7 o'clock this Saturday, the 18th. Best part is admission is free and you're invited, and you can go and see Mr. Wilhelms here play the trumpet. David, thanks for coming on the show. It's good to have you here.
Good morning.
So now you were telling me that you've been playing trumpet for 60 years.
Yeah, a little bit over that.
So you started when you were 9 years old.
9 years old, yeah.
So was that typical? How were you introduced to playing a brass instrument?
Well, I wanted to play an instrument, and my folks took me down to a private instructor who also had a music shop, and he looked at me and he said, well, I think that you can either play a cornet or a clarinet. What would you like to play?
And you were like, trumpet?
Cornet, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's how I started, yeah.
So now, how did you get to the trumpet?
Well, it was just a natural progression. Mm-hmm. You know, as I grew and got a little bit older, I could handle a trumpet because it's a little bit bigger. And yeah. It needs a little more air.
A little bit. Yeah. A lot of air. That's the you know, it's so funny when you see somebody play a trumpet. Do you ever see somebody play a trumpet and then you go, hey, can I try that? And you're going to wipe the end of it off first. And then you get to blow into the trumpet. It's like, nothing happens.
Pretty much.
It's tough.
Yeah.
You have to have, like, strong lungs, I guess. Is it in the lungs? Is that where it comes from?
Pretty much, yeah, actually.
Or is it all in the mouth? I mean, where's the power come from?
Well, it comes from your diaphragm, and you gotta just have to move a lot of air.
Yeah.
Which you have to do.
So you've been playing now for 60-plus years. You get out of high school. You go off to college, mm-hmm. where you're a music major.
Yes.
And trumpet was your thing.
Yep.
And then you get out of college, and then what?
Well, then I decided to go into forestry.
So, okay. So you end up in the timber industry.
Yeah, where I did.
You said you were a log scaler for 40 years?
40 years, yeah.
40 years, the trumpet playing log scaler, but you managed to keep playing the trumpet all during that time.
I did, yeah.
In the different,
groups
around. Now, was it always in Grays Harbor, or where were you from originally?
Well, I'm from Illinois originally, mm-hmm. and so we moved out here after we got married and played in Port Angeles for a little bit. That's where I started. And then moved down to the harbor in 74.
Yeah.
And it was just really neat for us to see what a great, vibrant musical community we have here.
It always has been, too.
It always has been, yeah. Now there's new generations coming in, and it's just great to watch.
So not only are you playing in the Harbor Brass Quintet, which is four other musicians and yourself, mm-hmm. and it's all brass, yep. So you have, what instruments are in that?
Well, we have a French horn, quintet. Trombone, tuba, and two trumpets.
And you were telling me that Dr. William Dyer, who's the instructor at the college for music, started this just before Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is a pretty new thing.
It is a new thing, yeah.
And what are you going to be playing?
Well, we're going to start off with a fanfare by Paul Dukas, and mm-hmm. you might know him. He's a 20th century French composer, but he's most famous for The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Okay, yeah.
And if you saw Mickey Mouse running around being chased by broomsticks, that's the music that was behind him.
That just came right to me.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And so you'll be performing a piece out of that.
Yes. Well, actually, it's just a fanfare. It's not really associated.
Okay.
Then we're going to do a Bach piece, and then we're going to do a gospel piece with a little twist at the end.
Right on. It sounds like a lot of fun. And now, you don't just play trumpet in this little brass quintet. You've been playing trumpet in a lot of other groups around. So you're involved in what other groups? You said the Grays Harbor College Orchestra?
Yeah, I'm kind of a utility infielder of trumpet players. I've played different styles, so I'm in the Dukes of Swing. I'm in the Grays Harbor College Jazz Band. Mm-hmm. I'm in the Grays Harbor Symphony Orchestra.
You're keeping yourself busy.
Yeah, and I'm in this quintet.
Yeah.
And I'm in the Grays Harbor College Community Band as well.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you told me that when you went to college, you were a music major
mm-hmm.
for trumpet, and so I would imagine that you had aspirations at one time to go, like, pro.
Yeah, exactly. And I was classically trained.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality was that I'd have to be an orchestral player And it's a tough job. It's a tough job.
And why is that? Why is that so tough?
You have to be perfect all the time.
Yeah.
And if you make one mistake, there's four or five guys in the wings just waiting to take your chair.
So it's pretty cutthroat.
It is. It's a tough business, yeah.
Four or five guys just sitting back waiting for you to blow it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, not just literally. Just to blow it. Oh, he messed up now. I'm up. Here we go. Wish me luck, boys.
Yep.
Well, thanks for coming in, David. Appreciate it. See David perform with the Harbor Brass Quintet this Saturday. The Grays Harbor Music Teachers Association's an annual Music House Scholarship benefits. Their 20th. And as Amanda said earlier, free desserts, too. And there will be an offering if you would like to give to the scholarship. So that's something that, even though it's free admission, free desserts, if you do feel like you'd like to help them out, help the scholarship program, so that people like Amanda can continue to get scholarships and go on with their music careers, you can help out that way. But as far as the program, everything's free, and the desserts are free. But do give if you can.